I have a tendency to procrastinate. So here's a thought that I have to deal with far too often. The thought is this, that can wait. I have to push back against that thought more often than you could imagine. It happens just any time something needs to be done or I could do it then. I have to push back against that thought, that can wait. If there's a reason why I can delay something, do it later, then I'm going to find it. Maybe it's not all that important. Maybe it's not a high enough priority, or maybe it's not urgent yet. If there's a reason where something can wait till later, then I'm going to find it. But it doesn't end there. Once I get started on a job or a project, then I have to deal with this thought. That's good enough for now. That's good enough for now. I'll finish this later. So as a procrastinator by nature, I have to push back against those tendencies. That can wait, and that's good enough for now. I can finish this later. And I'm making progress in this area. Well, when it comes to spiritual things, we need to push back against that tendency that we might have to put something off or not finish what we begin, because God wants us to follow faithfully. And that involves taking that next step of faith now, to seeing that as something urgent in our life, a high priority. God wants us to follow faithfully and not put off that next step of faith. Well, here's an example. I met a man in our community some years ago, and he was not interested in God. That was pretty evident to me. But I knew this, God was interested in him. So I began to look for opportunities to talk with him, to visit with him, to get to know him. And finally, one day when we were together, I asked him this simple question, do you ever think about heaven? And he said that he did. He said, I guess everybody thinks about heaven sometime. So I asked him if we could talk about that one day. One day, not right then. I put that off to later. Well, when I finally got there to talk with him about heaven, he had been spending a good amount of time thinking about that on his own. And he began to talk to me rather than waiting for me to talk to him. And here's what he told me. He told me that years ago, he had a season in his life where God was really relevant to him. As a matter of fact, God was pressing down on his heart, and he knew he needed to take a step of faith. He knew that he should receive Jesus as his Lord and Savior and surrender his life to him. But he began to put that off, to procrastinate. I'll deal with that later. It's not that important. It's not that urgent. It's not something I have to do right now. So he began to put that off until it wasn't relevant anymore. It wasn't a priority. It wasn't something he was even aware of anymore. And he went years without even thinking about God or that next step of faith because he had made a decision to put that off. And then I came along and God began to stir his heart again. And he began to think of that time way back all those years ago when God was especially real and he knew exactly what that next step of faith was. Well, when I met him that day, he was ready at that point. He knew he couldn't wait any longer to take that next step of faith, to receive Jesus as his Lord and Savior and turn his life over to him. Well, what about you? Here's something that I know. God wants you to take your next step of faith. Following Jesus isn't a leaps and bounds types of thing. It's one faithful step after another. And God wants us to follow faithfully to take that next step. I know that is true. Well, here's something I believe. I believe that you already know what that next step of faith is for you. I believe that there's a good possibility that you already know exactly what that next step of faith is. And for whatever reason, you've been putting it off. Well, today is a day of decision, today of opportunity to push back against that I can do that later, I can deal with that later, that can wait, or maybe that's good enough for now type of thought that perhaps you're dealing with. God's calling you today to take that next step of faith. So the ball is in your court. The bird is in your hand. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to take that next step of faith? Are you going to ask God to help you move forward in your desire to follow Christ? Are you going to procrastinate? That can wait. I'm praying that God would help us all with that this week. God, help us to faithfully take that next step of faith now.